just a comment on the idea of forgive us our trespasses or forgive us our debts as we forgive those who are indebted to us. We are bound by holding things against others. That's the idea. That's what binds us. So the idea of forgive is to loosen. And the thing we're bound by is holding something over another. And as soon as we let that go, we're set free. The Lord doesn't forgive. He is forgiveness itself. The Lord doesn't hold anything against anybody. So the thing is actually about how when we hold a grudge or something like that, it eats at us and probably doesn't even affect the other person. But as soon as we let go of that, then we're set free from it. And the interesting thing about the Greek, the word debt, it's accounting. It's an accounting term. It's to wipe the debt. That's the idea there. It's a good example, though, of how for negative states to have a hold, they have to be associated with person, place, time, and space. And those things are kept alive in us when we are bound in them. So there's interesting stuff going on here in terms of the process that's being illustrated, because what you've had is you've had that interchapter material with regard to the spirits of Mercury who extract the real thing. So what they're interested in, or what that mode of functioning is interested in, is not person, place, time and space, but what sits under that. So the motivations, the governance aspects, like the principles or the things that you can kind of get hold of that have to do with what's termed real or can support more interior things. And then what you have here is this movement toward, you know, so the story of Exodus is a movement toward extracting those real things. So the real things in the story are what are termed the sons of Israel. So they are truths in the natural. But when they're in Egypt, they're bound up in person, place, time and space. And so the whole purpose of Moses, who represents those first principles, or, you know, we could say the guiding principles of logopraxis as a practice of the word, when they are employed, so the idea like I've got to remove person, place, time and space when I engage with the text in order to see how it relates to state, then what happens there is that the sons of Israel start to be released from the literal meaning of the text. So you start to see a deeper meaning. So you've got these things happening in the story that relate to how we relate to the text itself.